This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
We just finished production of 19 Ranger buckets. I mean, I know it sounds like a really small number. It was just something that we did because we had some spare time with our staff at our food manufacturing warehouse. And so we were able to add 19 more Ranger buckets to our inventory one day. And we'd been sold out of these for such a long time. So we alerted some customers that we had 19 buckets. They were gone in an hour, just completely sold out. And we've got certain customers that purchase a lot of storable food, and they had been waiting, and they kind of wiped out the inventory right there. And one of my staffers said, "Well, is it okay that they buy everything and wipe out the inventory?" And my answer was, "Well, we make it to sell it to people who want it. I mean, what could be wrong with that? People want it. We make it. They buy it. This is called the free market system. It's awesome. We should be thanking those customers. You know, we should be sending them birthday cakes. You know what I mean? It's like, of course it's okay if they buy it." And they were like, "Well, what about the other customers who need product?" And I said, "Look, you know what? Everything we have in inventory, we put it on our website, healthrangerstore.com. People can choose to buy it or not choose to buy it. It's totally up to them. We're not going to play socialist here and say like, oh, only you can buy this number, and then these others have to be reserved for other people who may or may not buy them." It's like, no, this is what we have for sale. You want to buy it, buy it. If you don't want to buy it, wait for somebody else to buy it. It's a free market. So I just want you to know that I don't put limits on what people buy out of our store. It's not like, you know, special 149, limit 5. Don't you hate those limits? You know that's a gimmick in the grocery store, right? They say limit 5. It's because they want you to buy 5. It's a psychological ploy. It's like people think, oh my God, they only let me buy 5. Well, I should max out the opportunity here and I should buy 5. So whenever they say limit 5, it's just to get you to buy 5. Like if they didn't say limit 5, you probably only would have bought 2 or 3. You know what I mean? So we don't play those games. That's my point. We don't play those games. It's like, this is what we have online for sale, and this is what you can buy. Now, with that said, we're out of stock on a lot of stuff a lot of the time, and it's been an ongoing problem, and I apologize for that. And I've explained some of this before, but we have a very hard time finding clean product, and we have had insane price increases from our suppliers. For example, spirulina, Hawaiian spirulina. They literally raised the prices to us by almost 50%. So, I mean, it was some insane amount. That might not be exactly what it is, but I'm just roughly trying to recall. I think it's around 50%. And as far as I'm concerned, that's insane. You don't just go raise the price 50% to your supplier who's been buying millions of dollars of product from you over the years. But they did. They raised it 50%. I don't know. I mean, maybe they have 50% increase in production costs or something that I'm not aware of. But it just seemed really excessive because now, guess what? We have to raise our prices to the end user, which we don't want to do. But you can't sell products at a loss and stay in business, right? And we have lab testing costs and all that stuff. So unfortunately, spirulina is going to get more expensive. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's very frustrating. By the way, a lot of food is about to get a lot more expensive. We are seeing many reports of crop failures all around the world, including wheat crops and corn crops and many others. Now, of course, on the left, they attribute this to climate change. They say, well, the climate's changing and that's why the crops are failing. But actually, if you look at why crops are failing, it's not just weather events. It's also, you've got the chemical destruction of the soils. You keep spraying herbicides and pesticides all over the soils year after year. Guess what? Your crop production eventually goes to crap. And, you know, it's the mass chemical poisoning of our agricultural system that is actually contributing significantly to crop failures. Now, weather is of course, another issue. But global warming is not the problem. If we had higher CO2 levels in the atmosphere, for example, crops would flourish. Global warming advocates like to say that CO2 is a pollutant, that it's a horrible, horrible molecule, that it's bad for the planet. And yet it is the lack of CO2 that causes crops to starve to death and not produce as much food and not grow as quickly. You know, carbon dioxide is the life-giving nutrient to plants. So if we could actually get CO2 up to 450 parts per million in the atmosphere or so, we would actually see record food production from food crops. So you should be begging for higher CO2 if you want to produce more food. But that's not happening. I mean, people aren't begging for that. People are trying to eliminate CO2, which would, of course, collapse the entire global food supply and starve everybody to death. I mean, in a world without any CO2 in the atmosphere, you kill everything. You kill all the forests, you kill all the plants, all the trees, all the crops, everything, grass, shrubs. And then, of course, all the animals that live off of that die as well. And you destroy the entire food web, which is what these radical globalists want to happen. They hate humanity. It's almost like there's some kind of alien terraforming force or something where they want to change the planet. They want to kill off this human civilization and all the life that's here now so they can occupy the planet. I mean, I'm not saying that's actually the case. I'm just saying it's like that. It's like a dystopian sci-fi, horror movie or something. It's so insane. But that's what they're pushing every single day. In any case, getting back to the store, I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep sourcing and producing the Ranger buckets because they contain, a dozen different ingredients. And those ingredients, each one has to be sourced and tested individually. And it is becoming more and more difficult to find all of those materials and to get them clean. It's because we reject them, obviously, if they don't pass our heavy metals tests and our lab testing and microbiology tests is another big one. It's a lot of food now that's failing microbiology tests. And I did a podcast a couple months ago about E. coli that we found in pumpkin seed protein, which was totally insane. That stuff can kill people who are vulnerable. And we saw how that protein was being sold on the market by other people because they don't test it. They don't care. It's like, wow. So our ability to acquire clean food is getting more and more difficult. And also putting together these Ranger buckets is very labor intensive. It takes a lot of hours. It's almost not even profitable for us to offer them. We're almost at the point where we're offering them as a public service. I mean, literally, it's only if we have extra hours where everything else is done, and then we've got crew there, we're like, okay, let's start building some of these Ranger buckets. Because we just can't really afford to dedicate employee hours to building those buckets. It's almost not worth it. We have to use essentially what we call remnant employee hours to work on those buckets. And that's why we have very few buckets available, and they tend to disappear almost immediately. But what I do know is there's going to be a day, and this might only be a week away, I don't know. There's going to be a day when everybody's desperate to buy storable food. And that's going to be the day where you can't get it. We've seen this before throughout history, where people panic and they want something. Everybody wants something all at once. Like, remember the Fukushima accident? Was that 2011? I think that was 2011. And in that accident, you had everybody in the world trying to buy potassium iodide, KI pills, to protect them from the radiation poisoning of the thyroid gland. And you couldn't find KI pills anywhere. I mean, they were gone. And there were profiteers on eBay that were trying to sell like a $25 bottle of KI pills for $600 because the demand was so high and the supply was wiped out everywhere. And KI, I mean, it's not that super valuable day to day normally. And we sell KI pills, by the way, which you should get ahead of time, and they last a very long time, many, many years. I mean, potassium and iodine are elements and they don't disappear. I mean, frankly, I don't even worry about the expiration date on those things. I just buy them and lock them away. I'll take them 10 years from now. Because I know as a scientist, you know, as a chemist, well, I'm not an awesome chemist. I mean, I understand the basics of chemistry, okay? I'm not like a super, super genius organic chemist guy. But I understand the basics of it, and I know that potassium iodide does not break down into something just because it's sitting on the shelf. It stays almost entirely potassium iodide. You know, I mean, you keep it cool. You don't let sunlight touch it. You don't get it wet, right? That's what I'm talking about. You just keep it in a cool, dry, dark place. It's going to remain potassium iodide practically forever. It's like salt. You know, you store salt and you come back 1,000 years later. What do you have? Oh, yeah, salt. It's still salt. In fact, a lot of salt, you know, where do you get salt? It's mined out of caves where it's been salt for millions of years. I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent. Just saying, when you want to buy something that everybody else wants to buy at the same time, you're not going to be able to get it. So if you want some storable organic food that's lab tested, that's carefully manufactured, that is just meticulously sourced, go to healthrangerstore.com and see if we have any. That's funny. I'd do a whole podcast about a product that we probably don't even have in stock anymore. But, you know, you can sign up to be alerted. So when we have some in stock, I think it'll email you and then you can buy them then. And I'll try to get some more into production, but it's just very difficult. I honestly don't know how long we can keep doing this. And just the ability to conduct business is becoming so strained right now because everything is breaking down. The banking system is becoming a total joke, just run by morons everywhere. The IRS is just massive incompetence. They sent us a letter the other day. They said that we owe them $20,000. And then we look back on the record 3 months earlier, they cashed that check. So apparently in 3 months, they hadn't updated their records to know that we already paid them the $20,000. And then, of course, they send you a letter. You owe us $20,000. And if you don't pay, we're going to seize your house. And it's just really, it's just like, we already paid you. Just check your freaking records. But anyway, it's everything is breaking down. It's like the ability to conduct business is diminishing so rapidly. We are headed for, if not a collapse, just a breakdown of civil society where you just can't get anything done anymore. That's happening more and more. It's just unreal. In any case, I got to run, but support us at healthrangerstore.com and we'll do our best to keep bringing you whatever food we can find that's clean. And if we can't find food that's clean, we're just going to shut it all down. I'm not even kidding. We're just going to shut it down. And I'll just retire on my farm because then I can grow clean food, do the best I can, and hope you can do the best you can. But if we can't get clean food anymore, I'm not selling polluted, contaminated stuff. I'm just not doing it because I'm not like Amazon.com and Whole Foods and all these frauds out there selling contaminated food, acting like it's all organic, clean food. No, it isn't. You guys are frauds. And I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do it.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.